You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. The best time of the year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Only the best people work on the holidays.
But what is any day, really, without the Dan Patrick Show? Available daily on Peacock or on the Dan Patrick Show podcast.
The award-winning Dan Patrick Show.
So don't miss a show. Don't miss a moment. Download it today. It's free. Thanksgiving, a time to be thankful.
Isn't this supposed to be a thankful show? We're thankful for a lot of things.
For time off, for food.
How about turkey sandwiches, man?
For our health and football, and for stand-up guys like Rob Parker and Jason McIntyre. Why, you ask? Because while Dan and the Danettes are off, they have stepped up to fill the void.
And that's one of the most generous things that anybody's ever done for this show.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, two good guys.
I love you.
Rob Parker and Jason McIntyre.
Hour number three here on the Dan Patrick Show. I'm Jason McIntyre. He is Rob Parker, the dynamic duo in for Dan Patrick and the Danettes. Thought that'd be a good amount of alliteration for the final hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. It's Black Friday. I know Rob Parker's buying a lot of clothes online because he's trying to floss on his Instagram page. I'm not on his level. You know, he's a single guy who is out there on Golden Girls cruises. I am a married guy who's just trying to look the part of a
as a respectable
LA
Playboy dad
with a wife and kids. How was your Thanksgiving, big fella?
Very good. I did work a double shift. I did Dan Patrick yesterday with Doug Gottlieb, and then I did the Odd Couple with Jonas Knox, and today with you on the Dan Patrick Show, and then tonight, Martin Weiss and I will take over. Chris Broussard is off. The Odd Couple, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, if you want to check it out. You know, Jason, I've always been a worker my whole life, always had two or three jobs. It's just my nature and how I've always operated. And as a single guy, I've never had an issue, and I was married but divorced, but I never had an issue with working, especially during the holidays when it's better for people who have families and wives and kids. They should have off. And all I would be doing if I took off would be lounging around, watching television anyway. So I'd rather do radio and I'd rather work, you know what I mean, during these times. So I'm all good.
Yeah, listen, as a relatively new guy to the industry, you know, I had done the website and I knew what work ethic was. Because, Rob, I think I've told you this story. So this was pre-social media. I started this website, this blog, talking about sports. I started it anonymously. And that kind of, nobody knew who I was. And I would basically wake up at 6 o'clock on the East Coast, listen to Howard Stern back when he was on the radio in New York. And I would get blog items ready. And then I'd go to my magazine day job, come home, go to the gym with the girlfriend who became the wife, and then get a couple more blog posts ready for tomorrow. And I did that for, let's just say, a while, to gain traction. And the only way to get ahead in America is busting your hump and working your butt off. And I respect it, Rob. You worked two shifts yesterday, two more today. And, you know, Rob, you don't have kids, but the one thing I try to do every morning is wake up early so when my kids come downstairs, they see me getting in some exercise and working. And just instilling a work ethic in your kids, I think, is so important from
you
an early
what?
Age. To let them know, man, hey, listen, you can't just get ahead sitting around looking at TikTok playing video games. That just is not going to cut it in 2020. And I get it. Video games are now a thing. I mean, Rob, 10 years ago, esports was nothing, okay? You can now make money announcing video games and playing video games. And if that's your thing, I get that. There may only be a few people making money off that now. That could be a much bigger deal in 10, 15 years. But, like, you got to change with the times, right? You got to get with what's hot. And right now, radio, podcasts, all this stuff is popping.
No doubt about it. And Jason, I'll tell you this. Being in the newspaper business, when I did branch out and started doing TV and radio, I was criticized early on. I can remember back in 1994 taking a job. I was a full-time columnist at the Detroit Free Press, and I got a radio show. And I was, you ready for this? I was the first guy ever in Detroit to have a full-time newspaper column and a full-time radio show. I was the first one who ever did it. And other guys in the newspaper business criticized me. Oh, how could you do that? How could you have a radio show and it's going to take away from your column? Do you know what I mean? And now everybody does it. But you have to be willing to adjust with the times, right?
Yeah.
And be willing to put in the work. So that's where we are.
Yeah, the new model, if you are out there a big sports fan trying to crack into media, is you get paid for radio, you do a podcast, you get paid for TV, you get paid to write. You got to have multiple jobs. That's just the new thing. My dad worked in the government, Rob. I'm sure your parents have a similar story. And he essentially was at the same job for, 25, 30 years? And then he ends up retiring. And now all my friends and myself, you're bouncing around every 5-10 years. You got to go with what's hot and stay up on everything because the world is changing rapidly. And I'm sure you guys have heard adapt or die. If you don't change with the times, Rob, you're kind of missing out. And right now, Rob, there's no bigger thing than gambling in sports. As we're seeing this global pandemic just wipe out all sorts of revenue the states have had on multiple fronts, from businesses to travel, where are they going to come up with that revenue? And it's basically two areas. I think marijuana and
I knew you were
going to
say weed and gambling.
Well,
there you go.
Listen, right. And this they've been knocked for many years. Weed is now legal in I don't know how many states. Maybe we could get that pulled here. But I don't see why sports gambling isn't a thing. 10 years ago, it was you're gambling? What? Now, you gamble on your phone. You know, you could gamble on your phone in the middle of a game. If you were watching last weekend, I was on the Bengals, okay, against Washington. And I picked the Bengals. I'm in a $1.4 million gambling contest.
What?
Oh, well, the Bengals. Listen, Rob, I watched that game.
I took Washington all the way on that. I won.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you watch the first half, the Bengals were the right side. Joe Burrow went up and down the field with ease. They missed two field goals and an extra point in the first half. Otherwise, they're up by, 10 at halftime. It was only 9-7. Joe Burrow gets hurt on their first series. And instantly, if you could have gone after that, every time there's a commercial break, the live lines pop up and the line moved to only 7 points. And it was free money betting against the Bengals. Because if you follow college football, you know this kid Finley, whoever he is from NC State, he ain't it. Okay. And it's pretty obvious. I bet Washington live in the game and it was easy. Bengals didn't score. They had, Rob, 21 total yards in 25 plays without Joe Burrow. And you know how they know this kid Finley's nothing? They brought up a practice squad guy who's going to start this weekend against the Giants, somebody named Brandon Allen. I think he went to Arkansas. And gambling is going to be a big deal, Rob. I know you're in on it, and you get it. But to the people out there who aren't really in on the gambling gold rush, tell them what they're missing out on.
Well, I mean, if you follow it, and gambling's not for everybody, I get it. Some people don't have money to just put out there. But if you have a couple of extra shekels, it's worth it. I do a football podcast with TJ Houshmandzadeh called the Lemon Pepper Parlay Podcast. And TJ's really good, obviously all pro wide receiver in the NFL. He knows the game. He's still in touch. He works out with a lot of people. So it's just good to have a guy like that. And then for me, last year on the iCouple, Jason, I picked at a 62% clip winners last year. I'm having a rough year this year because games are all over the place. But, if you have a feel for it, it's fun. And if you like I thought about for a minute betting the Lions yesterday, and then I just didn't do it because I said I don't trust them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that the Texans had some players out, but the Lions also were banged up and had some people missing. So I just stayed away from it. And sometimes you have to do that, where you just have a gut.
Yeah.
And but it's been it's fun.
It definitely
I think it's
fun.
A fun thing.
So I got to FS1 to in 2016 June, and I get this TV thing, and it was exciting. And instantly, one of my big things is anytime you get a job, and this doesn't have to be sports; it could be whatever field you're in. Make yourself a handy guy who can do anything and step in and help out anywhere. And I looked around. I said, guys, why don't I do digitally some gambling picks for NFL and college football? And they were like, oh, that's not a bad idea. And instantly we started me doing videos And some of it was fun, and obviously some of it is to make money. But you want to make it a fun experience. And here we are, 4 years later. I'm the gambling guy for Fox Sports Digitally. We do video picks every week. And you run hot and cold, and you try to, in the long term, make money. But, Rob, I just think this is a big deal going forward. Sports gambling is going to be a thing. We're seeing teams partner up, leagues partner up.
What? Yeah, because they don't know exactly how big it's going to be, and they want to be in on the ground floor. I understand why they're and of all the sports, Jason, I don't know if you've heard this or read this, people who I've talked to in gambling, they say the biggest boom will be baseball and gambling, not football.
Interesting.
And mostly because there aren't that many football games, Jason, and there are a ton of baseball games, and you could bet on all kinds of stuff, on whether a guy strikes out in an at-bat, if he hits a home run, if the pitch is a ball, if the pitch is a strike. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's all these other things as you watch the game, you'll be able to bet. And that's what I've been told is that baseball's gambling will skyrocket when they get it perfected.
All right, so this leads us to our big wager on the NFL marquee game of Sunday. It might be the game of the week. Bucks-Chiefs. And we've got a situation where Rob's favorite guy, what do you call him, the Loat?
Tom Brady is the Loat, the luckiest of all time.
Okay, it's at 4:30 on Sunday. Everybody's going to be glued to this. It doesn't appear as if Ravens-Steelers is happening at 4. I think that's slated for 1 o'clock. So they've basically cleared the decks for everybody to watch Chiefs and Bucks. It's the great quarterback, Tom Brady, against, I mean, listen, Pat Mahomes. You could make a case, Rob, that Pat Mahomes at this point is on track to be the greatest of all time. I mean, in his first year as a starter.
It's premature. Just pump the brakes.
It's a great start,
Chris Broussard. Just be careful.
Wait. In his first year as a starter, he won MVP, Mahomes did. In his second year, he won Super Bowl and MVP. And
yeah, last year his touchdowns dropped from 50 to 26, okay? So let's not.
He missed some games.
No, he missed two games.
Yeah,
and
he missed
games. Guess what? Drew Brees missed more games than him and still had more touchdowns than Patrick Mahomes.
Wait a sec. Mahomes won the Super Bowl and MVP.
But that doesn't
Are you bashing
mean,
him?
I get that, but I'm just talking about the stats. He went from 50 to 26. That's a real number.
Okay.
All I'm saying is pump the brakes.
Does stats matter all of a sudden? Because Tom Brady's got some pretty good stats this year. He's got 25 TD passes.
Pump the brakes, anointing people. He's off to a great start. He has a long way to go.
But also the entire league has changed and everyone is just coming for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Like, I hate that my team is in their division. Let me just say that.
Yeah, but it's not going to be forever. And you don't know. Football is very... You know, what looks like if I would have told you Tom Brady went 9 years without winning a Super Bowl, you wouldn't believe it, right?
Well, he went to a Super Bowl.
No, but
time.
They didn't win is my point. And Patrick Mahomes might go to a couple of Super Bowls, but it doesn't mean that he's going to win.
Well, since you love stats, Tom Brady, 25 TD passes, currently fourth in the NFL. That's pretty impressive. Now,
how many interceptions?
He has 9 interceptions. That's not even close to the leader, Carson Wentz.
How many did he have? How many did he have last year, Tom Brady?
I will look it up for you because I'm on a website.
He only had 8. He already has 9.
Yeah. Interesting. So his picks are considerably up. You know, Russell Wilson's career high for interceptions is 11. He's already got 10. So what does that mean? Russell Wilson really stinks now? He was like the MVP leader for a couple of
weeks. He's had a rough patch. He's
Well, I mean, when he's got to carry the entire franchise on his back because there's no defense, it's tough.
I don't know. Come clean. Are we going to make this wager? Stop hemming and hawing.
I'm trying to hype
all that money
it.
You got saved and stashed away. Come on, man. Let's just bet it.
So Mahomes is a 3.5-point favorite on the road. They're coming off a huge win over the Raiders. I will say, Rob, what do you make of the Chiefs beating the Raiders but not covering? They're 0-2 against the spread against the Raiders, a team with no defense.
But let's just be honest. Mahomes didn't play that great the entire game. He only had one touchdown going into that, and of course he got the game winner. But he didn't, you know what I mean? So there was a chance that they could have lost that game and lost to the Raiders twice. All I'm saying is I expect them to beat the Bucs. Tom Brady, there won't be any magic here, and it's a downward trend, and that would make Tampa Bay 7-5, which would be disappointing. Would you admit that, 7-5?
Not given the schedule. They play one of the toughest schedules in the league.
Oh, well, but they have also, you just said he's the GOAT, the greatest quarterback of all time, the greatest player.
Right, he's got the greatest career.
All right, so
of
then
anybody.
Adding him shouldn't be, they shouldn't be 7-5.
Well, given the schedule, I wouldn't get all excited about that because, as you said earlier, they're headed toward 10-6, 11-5. Like, the schedule's easy. So
unless they choke at the end or something.
Unless they choke. Pat Mahomes, by the way, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He has 2 interceptions against the Raiders. 0 in every other game. Patrick Mahomes is really, really good.
And what's
I mean,
Aaron Rodgers' touchdown and interceptions? What does he have? Does he have 28-4?
Yeah, Mahomes is better. I like Aaron Rodgers
you.
A lot.
I'm just asking you about the numbers. I think Aaron Rodgers has more touchdowns, which is a great bounce back year for
him.
Yeah,
by the
That's
way, Aaron Rodgers cost me money last week against the
you
Colts.
And everybody
Aaron Rodgers,
else, 29 I know.
Touchdowns, 4 picks.
What is it? 29?
29 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. I've actually argued, Rob, I will defend my argument. I think it's been great that Aaron Rodgers is like LeBron in terms of he just hasn't won as much, but man, when you watch him, he is one of the great talents in NFL history.
I don't
this
think anybody.
This guy's tremendous.
Right. And he has the greatest quarterback rating of any quarterback who's ever played in the NFL. And his touchdown to interception ratio is through the roof. It's like 4-1. And I think the next best might be Brady at 2.5-1. That's how big it is, the gap, touchdowns to interceptions.
All right, so what? Let's finalize the wager here.
It's a simple bet. Let's just bet on the game. I'm picking Kansas City. You're picking Tom Brady and the Bucs.
And you don't want to do point spread.
We don't have to do a point spread because you believe in Tom Brady. I want you to, for your love for Tom Brady, and your that this is a game that would elevate Tampa if Tom Brady could beat the young Buck, could beat the new young guy. And bounce back from a bad loss last week. This would be good for Tampa Bay. It would make you feel good about Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. It would make you feel good about Tampa Bay having a real shot if they beat a quality opponent. That's why I'm not into the point spread. It's about winning. Losing and covering the spread is not what Tampa Bay's looking for.
Speaking of losing, Aaron Rodgers, the guy you just said pumped up big time, hasn't been to a Super Bowl in a decade.
No,
does he get slander? Are you going to rip him?
No, it's the same thing as Tom. I've said that.
All right,
same thing.
I'm not a big Jordan sneaker guy. I definitely will take a pair if Brady wins a game. Let me just ask, is there a cap on these? I don't want you to come at me and say, hey, buy me these $800 Jordans.
$200 cap.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So if
so
Brady
we got a
wins,
wager, my man.
If Brady wins, I get 2 pairs. And if Mahomes win, you get 1.
Yes.
We have a wager. It
yes,
is official.
Sir!
Gavin is here. Gavin, it's
Mark
a dumb
the
bet.
Tape.
That's,
no, it's not that
bet.
Dumb.
Tom Brady's not winning this game.
Brady is great with a chip on his shoulder. Everyone's doubting him. I love betting on a team when everyone is low on them, which is where the Bucks are right now. And I would also say the same about the Packers. Everyone's low on the Packers right now.
Yeah, Tom Brady off a loss, 33-12 against the spread, 73%. That's why I like the spread. I was holding that
We're
in my
doing
back
it without
pocket.
The spread because they need
know,
to win the game.
He's got
to
win straight up.
Honest.
I mean, I just this defense of the Bucks. Rob, you watch that game closely, man. The Rams had dudes running wide open all over. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp.
Oh, I know.
I mean, guys are wide open. And this is a Bucs defense that got basically embarrassed. Todd Bowles, like, give me a break. That should have been a Rams blowout, frankly. And the Tom Brady deep stuff worries me. 1-for-9 with 2 picks, throwing passes over 15 air yards.
Yeah.
It's tough. I guess I'll start going to the Jordan website and looking up sneakers. just in case. Maybe I'll ask my kids. Instead of me profiting, I'll get
you get 2 pair for the kids.
Get the Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1s? Are those the red ones? Now, I will say this. Gosh, I hope the executives there are not listening. I refuse to wear anything with the big check mark on it. I don't. I just don't. I'll wear the stuff with the Jordan insignia.
All right, we'll
But the big check mark stuff is kind of off-putting to me.
All right.
Anyways, coming up next, we got a great guest. Former NFL coach, spent a lot of time with the Atlanta Falcons, the Chargers. I'll keep his name secret, but we'll talk to him next here on The Dan Patrick Show.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Candy coated. Yeah, baby. Love that song. Back here on The Dan Patrick Show. It's me, Jason McIntyre, and him, Rob Parker. Rob Parker, I'm sure this is Tevin Campbell, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, a little Tevin Campbell action. I was, I think, in like elementary or middle school when I discovered that one. Back here on The Dan Patrick Show, he is out for Black Friday, and we decided to book a great guest here because we've been doing a lot of football. Let's welcome in former NFL coach June Jones. He is currently offering a coaching class on coachtube.com. Little run-and-shoot offense action. June Jones, how are you, man?
Yes.
Doing good.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us. I'm just curious, as a guy who played quarterback growing up, did a lot of coaching, can you just chime in real quick on the Dallas Cowboys decision by Mike McCarthy on Thanksgiving? Deep in his own end, down by four, to call a fake punt end around. Baffling stuff from the Cowboys. Cowboys fans are outraged at McCarthy. He kind of won them back last week, beating the Vikings, and now he lost everybody again.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You know, obviously, if it works, we're all praising him. You know, I probably would feel a little different if it was 1 to 2 yards for the first down instead of 10. But obviously, they had talked about it. I saw the special teams coach and McCarthy talking before it and talking after it. And, you know, it is what it is. It doesn't look pretty.
Talking about not looking pretty, Tom Brady throwing the ball more than 15 to 20 yards hasn't looked pretty either recently, June. What's going on there? Is this just Father Time? Is this Tom Bruce Arians asking Tom Brady to do more than he's really capable? We know about the dinking and the dunking in New England, and Bruce Arians likes to air the ball out. Does Tom Brady have an arm to be able to do this?
Well, it's looking like Father Time is catching up. You know, I've been surprised by the size of the inaccuracy. You know, I mean, I've never seen Brady miss a guy by 20 yards, you know. And I know that he has, you know, trying to avoid guys in the pocket and so on and so forth, anticipating maybe more than he knows where they're going. But at the same time, the accuracy part of it is very concerning. And obviously, as a coach, you got to, you know, realize what's happening and make sure you do what your players can do. And if Bruce needs to adjust his game plans, then he needs to adjust his game plans to get him in the Super Bowl.
But let me ask you this, June. I want to follow up. Did Tom Brady maybe not do his due diligence when he decided to go down there? Because this is what Bruce Arians does. And I hear what you're saying about adjusting. But maybe Tom Brady, you know, you want to get away from Bill Belichick and do your own thing. But maybe he went to a guy where that's not the right fit for him, that maybe he picked the wrong place.
Well, I think the places were limited, and it certainly looked like a good place at the time. And obviously, it was a money-driven decision as well. And I don't think anybody was willing to offer Tom Brady the type of money that Tampa, you know, did. But at the same time, like I said, I see a lot of similarities to what Tampa is running on offense right now as to what Tom ran maybe four or five years ago, not the last season he was with the Pats, when they had people that could stretch the field a little bit more. So I don't see a whole lot of difference. A lot of the media is making it out to be a different system. You certainly call it different things, but a lot of you're not reinventing new plays just because he went from the Pats to Tampa Bay. He's run all those concepts before.
June Jones, former NFL coach. Let me ask you: we're seeing some new stuff defensively thrown at Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. He's lit the league on fire in his first couple years as a starter. But what I love from Mahomes and Andy Reid, June, is that anything they throw at him, Mahomes doesn't get rattled. Like in the first meeting against the Raiders, you know, they led comfortably and they went zone heavy and Mahomes picked it apart. So what did they do in this next one? They tweaked things defensively and Mahomes said, okay, fine. I'm just going to go to the checkdowns. I'm going to do a lot of handoffs. How do you stop an offense like that? I know you're a great offensive mind, but I don't know how people shut down the Steelers. I don't know if the Steelers or anybody can shut down the Chiefs.
Well, I'm not sure anybody can right now either. I think the players they have on the field are electrifying. They have probably 4.3 speed at every spot, and even the tight end is one of the faster tight ends that can catching range that is pretty incredible. And you know, when you've run what Andy's been running, and a lot of the concepts are you know, March of Broda concepts, a lot of the concepts are run and shoot concepts. And obviously he has his own touch on it because of who he is. But I think they've seen everything. I mean, there's nothing the defense is going to throw at him that he hasn't seen at some point and knows how to direct the offense to efficiency.
June, what do you make of what happened down in Miami? Tua is a young quarterback. They gave him the job. A couple of weeks ago, everybody was ranting and raving about him. He has a bad half or a bad three quarters. They go back to Ryan Fitzpatrick. We already know what he is, a journeyman who's been around. He'll play well for a few weeks. You give him the keys to the car, and then he crashes it. Does that hurt a young quarterback's confidence, or can Tua shake it off?
Well, I don't know if you guys are aware, but I coached Tua in high school his junior year. And then I
did
coached
not know
his brother
that.
At Maryland. So I know the family and I know the kid extremely well. I don't think anything can break down this kid mentally. He's as tough mentally as he is tough physically. I watched the game. I was a little bit surprised, even though I was rooting for him for the past 4 weeks, when they elected to start him over Ryan Fitzpatrick, because I thought Ryan had his best game when they sat him down. At the same time, I know they want to get a feel for, you know, Tua and see what he can do and what he can't do. I watched the Denver game, and he looked like a rookie quarterback to me in that game. You know, the knowingness where to go with the ball quickly when he got pressure, it wasn't there. And they really protected him those first three games, as you guys watched. They moved him out of the pocket with bootlegs and naked. He threw certain passes just when it was bump and run man. He was going to throw a fade, those type of things. Well, Denver really made him look like a rookie. And, you know, am I surprised if they're going back to Ryan Fitzpatrick? No, I'm not surprised, because I think they feel they have a chance to win it and get into it. And now they have a feeling also about who Tua is for them. And if that time comes where they can insert him in a game to win a game, passing the ball, and be the guy at the end of the game, then they're going to go with him for good, I'm sure.
All right, June, I'll get you out of here on this one. My guy, Sam Darnold, you know, he's been up and down. The Jets just announced that it looks like he's going to be the starter this weekend against Miami. I'm just curious. Jets get the number one pick. We know they're taking Trevor Lawrence. But can we accurately judge what we've seen from Sam Darnold so far in his Jets career? Hasn't been great, but the head coaching changes, the offensive line, the skill position, nothing's been very good. Do you think there's a team out there that would look
to
buy low on Sam Darnold?
I'm sure there is. I'm a Sam Darnold fan. You know, not living in New York, and I know the pressure that's been on him since he got there. I watched him at USC. I coached his quarterback coach. I coached his head coach, both out there, and I've talked extensively about him prior to the draft. And when I evaluated him, and I did evaluate him for some teams, I thought he might be one of the best ones SC's ever put out.
Oof.
And there's a lot of quarterbacks coming out of that deal. So I know that it has affected him, all the uncertainty, the instability in the front office, instability in which players are playing every week. I do think there is a lot of teams out there that feel like I do about Sam Darnold.
All right,
I want to ask you about about your website to tell everybody about this website and what they can get from it.
It was you know, I was kind of doing it basically because Mouse is about Mouse Davis, who was the originator of Tiger Ellison back in the 50s, and then Mouse turned the running shoe into a pass offense. And we've talked to thousands of coaches, we've talked to people whenever they wanted to talk, but the intricacies of what we do is a lot different. And so we wanted to provide for the high school coaches and anybody that wanted to learn passing offense about the concepts and what we do. And so we created the website, and it's going very well. And we're gonna help a lot of coaches.
Great stuff, June Jones, former NFL coach. Check out his
website. Can you help Matt Patricia in Detroit?
Ah! Oh, sorry. See, stop killing the guy, Rob. CoachTube.com. June Jones, congratulations on the site, and keep up the good work, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Aloha.
Aloha. June Jones, former Hawaii superstar.
Must be nice, man, living Hawaii, yeah.
All right, folks, we will come back here. He's Rob Parker. I'm Jason McIntyre. We'll wrap up the Dan Patrick Show after this break.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Back here on the Dan Patrick Show. Of course, leave it to me to butcher Soul for Real last segment. Ugh, I thought it was Tevin Campbell. Yeah, I know music, but it's not my forte.
Is that who it was? Okay.
Yeah. Soul for Real. I don't know what year it was, but I'm telling you, it was 1990s, back when music was popping over 50 years ago. Two men with a passion for motorsport and engineering began building race engines in an old abandoned mill. They saw an opportunity on every wide open road and an invitation in every curve. It was a chance to push the envelope and break all the rules. It was a chance to prove that a 2-ton family sedan could have the performance to compete in a 24-hour track race. But the shocking competition and building a reputation wasn't enough. Their vision was to expand upon the excellence they had created. This engineering company continued to validate their belief by putting race engines in luxury sedans and proceeded to stun the elite in world motor racing by winning and winning and winning. We may never truly understand what drives Mercedes AMG to break barriers, along with every record in the book, but here's to allowing us to enjoy the results. Learn more at mbusa.com/AMG. That's mbusa.com/AMG, Mercedes AMG driving performance. Final segment of the show here. Rob Parker and I, Jason McIntyre. Rob, it's so easy when both of us do the Dan Patrick Show. It just flies by. I mean, I could probably do another hour with my eyes closed. That's
well,
how easy it is with
that.
You.
That's the way it's supposed to be, though.
We love sports.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of guys out there who host national shows who don't like sports. They're, like, against the NFL. I could talk NFL for hours. I mean, heck, if you wanted to do a three-hour NBA show, I could do a three-hour NBA show. We like sports, like,
and
genuinely.
As you know, I have a baseball podcast called Inside the Parker. Yeah. I could do baseball all day as well.
I could not do three hours.
I'm just saying, I'm one of those rare guys who have covered all of these sports, you know, since 1986. The first World Series I ever covered was 1986 in New York, Mets and Red Sox. I covered the NBA since 1987 and the NFL since 1987. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Jason, hey, by the way, NBA has shortened from 82 to 72 games. Is Major League Baseball going to do anything to shorten, or are they going to try 162?
Yeah, I don't think that, no. They did it this year, so I think they set themselves up so that they could have a regular season. And you have to see, and now obviously, Jason, with a vaccine and baseball season not starting until April, you know, you have some time. So I think baseball is a good chance you'll have people in the stands.
Oh,
and,
I don't know. You
oh,
think
yeah.
That, really?
Oh, yeah. I think so. With a vaccine, if the vaccines are starting to be rolled out in the next week or two, you don't think by April you can get 25% capacity? Not a full house, but I believe they'll play in their stadiums and there'll be some fans.
Interesting. So do you think we'll see NBA fans? Because, I mean, some teams like the Warriors, these with a lot of the venture capital. NBA is weird because they have a lot of young owners who came into new money, and they are trying some interesting stuff. I've read some stuff about the Golden State Warriors, what their owners are doing, Rob, to try to get fans in the stadium with this rapid testing. It sounds like the NBA is going to have some fans as well. I don't know how many, and well, certainly not in December.
But you said it. I mean, there's money being lost every day. I mean, as much as television pays the freight, Jason, ticket sales and selling $9 waters and $13 French fries, I'm serious, is and $70 parking spots are big business. Yeah. That money's gone away.
I got a good buddy out here who has Lakers season tickets, and, you know, he already said the Lakers have hit him up and said there's a chance of fans this year. And listen, you know how stacked the Lakers are. LeBron's about to go get another chip, stealing Montrezl Harrell from that toxic Clippers locker room. I was at the Lakers season opener last year, Lakers-Clippers. I have a feeling they're going to be one of the marquee games on Christmas. By the way, Rob, did you notice this Christmas, NFL and NBA? How good is that?
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be definitely interesting to see the way it plays out. It was weird, though, at how bad the NBA ratings were.
Not really. Other ratings were down, too. NFL.
But they were way down.
College
LeBron
football.
James is now the author of the lowest-rated NBA finals ever.
I mean, it's not his fault.
No, but I'm just saying.
He's also got the two greatest finals in MVP history coming back from down 3-1 winning the bubble finals.
My point is that with LeBron having a chance to do something different than anybody has ever done, which is win three championships with three different franchises, and I mean leading them to championships, that people didn't tune in. I was surprised.
I mean, people didn't tune in to Tiger at the Masters. People, college football ratings are in the tank. NHL was awful.
I don't know how
you're going to blame LeBron for that.
But go look. I'm just saying he's one of the all-time great players. I'm surprised that people didn't want to peek in at a piece of history.
Well, again,
it's different
there were
from just talking about the
on.
NHL.
There were bigger
and,
things
and different
going
stuff.
On. I mean, you
yeah,
know, in
but
an
like the
year.
Lowest rated ever. I'm stunned by that.
I mean, people are used to their NBA in June. By the way, between cord cutting, the election. Listen, I don't think it's a big deal that NBA ratings were down at all. I think it's a bigger deal that people want to talk about the NBA ratings but want to ignore the NHL,
I'm not
the
talking
golf,
about that
the
other
football.
Ratings weren't down, but they weren't as big. They weren't down as big as the NBA's.
I need to look again.
You were one of those people who thought, oh, you could put the NBA on in the summer and forget baseball and people will watch it. It didn't happen.
How were the World Series ratings? How bad were they down?
Yeah, I mean, they
Dodgers
were down,
had,
but they weren't the lowest ever.
The Dodgers
they weren't
won.
The lowest ever is my point.
The
lowest ever?
Yeah, I don't know if they were the lowest ever.
No, the NBA ratings
was.
Were the lowest ever. Right. They were lower than the Nets, New Jersey Nets, and San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, Jason.
So
all
what do you say?
Low?
Are you saying it's an indictment on LeBron or something
no,
else?
No, I said I was surprised that people didn't want to peep in and watch him accomplish something. There was something on the line. It wasn't just another championship. This was him doing something nobody else had done in the league. That's what I'm saying, Jason. Yeah. There was more to it. You see what I mean? I'm not talking about just a basic NBA Finals game or final series. This was history making, and people didn't tune in.
It's weird. People give baseball a pass because they had the Tampa Bay Rays in there, and nobody cares. They have one of the weakest fan bases in baseball. But nobody's like, well, wait a sec. Who were the Lakers playing? The Miami Heat. Like, they don't have a fan base. As soon as LeBron left, come on. The Heat
what do you mean they don't have a fan base? They won championships before LeBron even got to Miami.
One with Dwayne Wade, yes.
Now you're going to poo-poo Miami like they
I'm
don't
not
count.
Poo-poo. I love the Miami Heat. I mean, I got a Miami Heat jersey. Go look at my Instagram. I'm flossing that Dwayne Wade Miami Heat jersey that's money. That light, that powder blue.
I can't
blue.
Wait for my Jordans, though, man. I'm going to give you some respect for you sticking up for Tom Brady, putting your mouth putting your money where your mouth is, and taking on a bet with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs against Tom Brady.
I got to say, I don't love this bet.
Why?
Not from my side. Winning the game outright? The Chiefs have lost how many games in the last, 12 months?
They almost lost the game against the Raiders. They almost lost that game.
Almost doesn't count. What did we play, grenades or horseshoes?
I got to agree, Jason. Something don't seem right because usually Rob only wants to bet wings. He only wants to bet food.
Well, listen,
now he wants Jordans.
He got the better side, the better quarterback, and he's going to hold this over my
Beware.
Head.
Beware.
He's going to hold this over my head for months. Oh, I beat you in that bet. Yeah, I took an underdog to be the best team with the best quarterback, with the best coach.
Yeah, but you say Tom Brady's the GOAT, and he can get them to the Super Bowl, so you got to have some confidence. And you must admit, coming off that loss, if they win this game, that'll be a boost to Tom Brady and a boost to the Bucs. This is a game they need to win to prove to people that they're real, that they are legitimate contenders in the NFC.
How about this? If I gave you to win the Super Bowl, you could have Brady and Mahomes, and I get everyone else. Which side are you taking?
Brady or Mahomes?
You get Brady and Mahomes. You get those two to win it. I get every other team. Which side are you taking?
I would take that bet.
Because you think it's going to be Mahomes or Brady.
No, because I don't.
You're giving
credit. No, I don't. Because I still think the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl. That's my
pick. Wait, you would take the other side?
Well, I picked the Saints. I mean, if you're asking me who do I think is going to win, then I would take the other side because ultimately I'm going to take the Saints.
I would do that double or nothing after I lose the Bucks-Chiefs bet. But the problem, Rob, is I don't need four pairs of Jordans. What am I doing?
You could get them for the kids. You could get some for them to wear now, and then we could get a bigger size, or I'll wait and pay for them later on.
Yeah, okay. Gavin, how did I let myself get sucked into
your wife
this
is going to, like, when you get home, she's going to go off on you. What are you doing betting Jordans with that old Tom Brady? Are you crazy?
Just as a heads
up. Are you Meshuggah?
My weekly bets are significantly larger than $200.
All right, so we're
good. But I'll say this. We're going to buy a Christmas tree today. That's a fun after Thanksgiving exercise. I'm sure everybody's doing that. You know, people go out Black Friday. I don't know. Are there any good deals out there, Rob?
There are deals. I don't know how much shopping I'm doing.
Are you getting another Golden Girls cruise for
No, there's not going to be one until, I think, 2022.
Would you get on a cruise ship in 6 months?
Not in 6 months, but next year. I mean, 22. Yeah, I would. In 22, not 21.
I haven't been on a cruise. I went with the family when I was a kid to, like, Bahamas.
Well, you know, I went to Antarctica. I was on a cruise in December of last year. So I went to Antarctica. That was an unbelievable cruise. And then,
What animals did you see in Antarctica?
Oh, just everything. Whales, sea lions. It was incredible.
Yeah, I need to leave the South Bay out here in L.A. to see whales and sea lions.
You need to do... You know what? It's the most spectacular trip you can take.
I'm told. But listen, in retirement, the wife and I are going to need stuff to do since the kids will be, you know, in college.
Right. I'll go on
a cruise to Antarctica then.
You should do it. It was fascinating. It completed, because now I've done all seven continents. It completed my life.
And you've been on all seven?
All seven continents, yes.
Where'd you go in South America?
In South America, I went all over. Brazil.
Ooh. I heard
Argentina.
The women in Brazil are kind of attractive or something like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I did all that. I've been to Australia, New Zealand, you know, Europe, everything. I've been
world
to all
traveler,
seven continents.
Rob Parker. Yeah, I'm impressed, dude. That's impressive. All right, Rob. Hey, this was a fun show filling in for Dan Patrick. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. What do you got this weekend? Anything?
So, the Odd Couple tonight, 7 to 10. Yep. I'll do a little shopping.
Do you have any dates this weekend? How is dating? How's your dating life?
Dating during a pandemic, not good.
Are you on Tinder?
No.
Are you on any
dating? I don't think I should be a guy. I don't think I should be on Tinder.
Are you on any dating websites?
Not at all.
You could be honest.
Not at all.
Oh, wow.
I've
really
never had a
out.
Date through a dating website.
Wow. But you've gone on a Golden Girls cruise. That priorities, people. Golden Girls. Thank you for being. All right, Rob. Hey,
don't let
a lot.
That gray hair fool you, all
good
right?
Good stuff. Everybody here in the studio. Rob Parker. Hey, guys. Dan Patrick's back on Monday. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.